Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 20, 2024. This is Individual and Group Healing. And as always, we're here to have a few members step into the hot seat and receive potent healing from the group. In fact, tonight, I've had prior discussion with, I know, one person here. Let me just double check. So Lisa is definitely invited into the hot seat first if she wants to jump in. She's got some urgent healing she needs. And the other person I spoke with, I don't see here, but if she shows up, I'll try to notice or she'll jump in, hopefully. So there'll be time for plenty of other folks too. So I'm going to yawn. As always, we're going to set up our sacred container and go into embodied awakening. And then we'll get on with our healings. This is a 90-minute event. I do, as always, request your undivided attention. Please be fully present as if you were right here in the space with me. That'll create the best container for folks. That's true even if you're on the recording. You're still affecting the field. And if you got to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies, ease me out, please, and sign off, and everything will be fine. One more yawn. All right. The yawns, of course, are a movement of energy. All right, as I set up the energetic container, I invite you to have eyes closed. I'll assume eyes closed is safe for you. If not, safety is first. And just feel whatever you feel as I do this. If you feel energy, feel that. If not, feel your breath come and go. Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Quiti. As always, my yawning is not because I'm tired. It's because it's a way of moving energy. I am that I am. Allies, to prepare me, to facilitate, I call in to the greatest extent that serves highest good, maximum embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher, service to other consciousness. Anything else that'll help me? Thank you. For all of us, we call the following high vibration allies. Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, be sure to be fully passive. Let the allies create the field for us, please. There we go. Thank you. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do that now. You can do this whether you're live or on the recording. Feels good. We'll leave a moment longer for additional allies. Alrighty, thank you. That feels wonderful. We got a great container. All right, let's get into embodied awakening to get ready. So I invite you, if you're willing to let your higher self merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good and receive all the benefits that that provides. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. Repeat after me if you're willing. Speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Now become completely passive. Allow your higher self to Come in through the top of your head. Let it saturate you like water into a sponge. We'll give it a moment to top off the tank. Let you be as full of higher self consciousness as serves highest good. All right, beautiful. Okay, I want to thank everyone who's here on the live call right now. So, my gratitude to Angela, Annie, Bevy, Brian, Carmen, Cass, Jim, Eric, Faye, Greg, Heather, James, Judith, Kim, Lisa, Michelle, Nikki, Nicole, Roberta, Sanmati, and Nicole. Well, I see Nicole left twice. I don't know how she's doing that, but. She seems to have doubly been present. Now, I know that Lisa had asked to be in the hot seat tonight, and I think Heather may have as well. I'm not 100% sure, but if that's you, Heather, who requested time in the hot seat, that's fine too. So, again, I know that Lisa has urgency. So, and if I'm remembering, if it's Heather, then you're welcome to step in the hot seat too if you are urgently needing help. I know. There was one person who lived in Israel. No, I'm sorry. That would not be Heather. Sorry, I'm mistaking you. The lady from Israel who wanted to get in the hot seat is not here, as far as I can tell. So maybe she'll show up later. Anyhow, I'm going to allow unmuting and I'm going to leave. Let's leave a moment for Lisa because she definitely made a big point about wanting to get in the hot seat tonight for the first time. So, Lisa, if you're ready, unmute yourself and step in.
Hi, Benjamin. Hi, everyone.
So welcome. She
Thank
qualifies.
you.
She's a first timer and has urgency. Both criteria are met. So, Lisa, here's how it works. When you're in the hot seat, we don't need the whole story of all everything that's happened to you because the allies already know that and they're going to take care of everything. The request is for everyone in the hot seat to state as concisely as possible what you would like to be different when this round is done, if possible. So, Lisa, what would you like to be the outcome of this work?
I would like the removal of my anger, resentment, and the beginning of forgiveness.
Okay. All right. Very concisely done. Thank you. Okay. So, I'm going to have you. Are you in embodied awakening, Lisa?
Yes.
Good. And by the way, I forgot to mention how you would know you're in embodied awakening when the following is true: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So that's just an FYI. And
Yes.
okay, cool. I was just checking the chat, but that's not anything that needs to be verbalized. Okay. So, Lisa, I'm going to lead you in an invocation for that. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, please repeat this to your divine helpers, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies,
divine allies.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Especially the healing of anger and resentment.
Especially the healing of anger and resentment.
And all obstacles to forgiveness.
And all obstacles to forgiveness.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All of this to the greatest extent of highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Okay, good. So you relax, and now you just get passive and let the energy move. Everybody else, Please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me. Releases highest good, especially for the healing of anger and resentment, and the removal of all obstacles to forgiveness. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Now, everybody, go passive, please. Lisa, you just be passive and let the energy come in. Everyone else, I encourage you to act as conduits, as hollow reeds, as pipelines. This means your ego is simply resting. It means you're not visualizing, you're not sending, you're not using effort in any way other than the tiny bit of effort needed to feel what's happening. And energy is coming in your crown and out the front of your body in various ways, various chakras, and it's all going over to Lisa. This is true even if you're on the recording. The magic of this works beyond time and space. And if Lisa is passively receiving it and everyone else is passively acting as conduits, then the energy will be okay. I'm feeling it now. Lisa, are you feeling some energy coming in?
Yes, I am.
Good. Are you just relaxed and let it come? Yeah. It's going to start to churn up some of that stuff. Beautiful. So, anyone who's having their body do interesting things, just let it happen. Like my body is shaking pretty good right now. So, if the body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or make sound, if you need to move your body in some way to move energy, anything that wants to spontaneously happen, that's all fine. I encourage you to allow that if possible. And sometimes the energy can be just still and silent. That's okay too. I'll let the body do what it needs. Okay, I can feel that some of Lisa's heavy energy is being distributed out to others in the group who are willing and able to process on her behalf. So if you're not Lisa and you feel stuff coming through, thank you for your service. Nothing you have to do except let the allies put it through and transmute it or push it through for you. So again, no ego effort is needed. If heavy energy is coming through, let the allies deal with that for you. Yeah, Lisa, you feel that stuff flushing out your hands?
Yes.
Good, you're doing great. You are a model recipient. Yeah, your passivity feels really solid. So just keep allowing and letting stuff come through. It's really important for everyone that you feel whatever arises, whether it feels challenging or blissful or whatever it feels like. So just be fully present with whatever physical or energetic or emotional things are happening. Our allies are very skillful. They're very smart. They're paying close attention to everybody. Nobody is going to get overwhelmed. No one is going to have an experience that doesn't serve highest good. And especially if it's challenging, they're moving something through that once it's cleared, you'll actually have an uptick in your awakening from now on. So the rewards are bountiful if you're willing to feel whatever comes up here. For most folks, shadow work is the fastest road to awakening. Yeah, everyone just keep doing what you're doing. The flow feels really smooth and solid and good. I think we're humming along at high efficiency here. Let's just let it keep rolling. At least you feel the energy just sort of stabilize there.
Yes.
They just let it. Now it's soaking in now. So they did an initial flush. Now they're going to go deeper to a deeper level of the heavy energy, but they need a little time to kind of saturate and kind of pull out the next layer. And once they've done that, they'll probably flush that out too. Let's just feel what they do. And by the way, one reason I narrate so much is because I've gotten many members telling me that it's helpful that my narration confirms what they were already experiencing and helps them have more confidence in their own inner world perception. So that's one reason I am so talkative sometimes during events like this. I'm perceiving now the allies are offering healing to everybody. So if you're just recently starting to feel some shake up of your own, the allies are multitasking. Lisa is getting every bit of the healing energy that will help her. No diminishment of her efficacy. But that was saying, let's help everybody. So everyone is now receiving healing energy for their highest good. You don't have to specify it. They already know what you need, probably better than you do. So everyone just be with whatever's arising. If you're fully passive and just letting things run, the allies can multitask and flow through you to Lisa and give you what you need all at the same time. No problem. At least if you feel anything starting draining in your heart chakra, let that be felt and experienced as well. Yeah, they're draining from the heart chakra out the arms now, it feels like. So let that be part of your experience, please. Am I correct, Lisa? That's intense, but not actually overwhelming.
Correct.
Good. So just stay with it. You're really a model citizen here. You're doing great. Stay with it. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of foot flushing as well. Curious, Lisa, are you feeling more like energy than solid matter now?
Yes.
Good. That's a standard hallmark of a good healing round. So just be with that. Be willing to feel it all, blissful or challenging or whatever. Same for everyone else. Ooh, nice. So I perceive that your light body now integrated more deeply with your human self. Are you conscious of that happening too?
No, I'm not conscious of it, but I do feel different.
Good. Okay. Is there a greater sense of lightness, peacefulness, good feeling?
Yes.
That's what it feels like. Good.
Okay.
You're doing great. Now, the one thing I did not check with you, Lisa, when we started is the levels of anger and resentment. that you were feeling when we started. Can you tell me now, is the level of anger or resentment you're feeling now any different than when we started?
Definitely.
Okay, good. And do you have any sense of whether forgiveness would be a little easier now than it was before?
I'm sincerely hopeful.
Okay. All right, let's test. Is there a particular person that you would like to forgive, but you have found it difficult?
My mother.
Okay. All right. So you know what it felt like to try to forgive her and not succeed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just if you're willing, just in your mind, just forgive your mom the best you can and just make that attempt for a moment. Is there any difference in the level of forgiveness you're capable of now than before?
Yes.
Is it easier now?
Yes.
Okay. So good job. You have cleared a lot of that stuff. Now, again, I can't guarantee we got every last bit of the anger and resentment and blocked forgiveness energy out, but I think we made a great start. And of course, you can continue working with your invocations for healing and awakening and such to continue this work. Now, if you feel, Lisa, you need a little more time to let the energy keep working, the allies are happy to keep working on you in the background. If you feel like you got what you needed, you can then just start holding space for others, okay?
Thank you.
Do you feel
Thank
complete
you.
here, around here?
I don't feel complete. My arms are still heavy.
Okay. All right. Well,
So maybe.
the allies are telling me we need to move to the next person, but they are going to keep working you in the background as long as you need it, okay?
Thank you. Thank
So
you, everyone.
you let that run as long as you need to, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well done. Thanks for leading us off.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Next, I don't see the person I talked to earlier who lives in Israel, and it would be like now 3:20 a.m. their time. But if you're here, unmute yourself and we can work you next. But I don't think she's here. We'll leave just a moment just in case I'm misremembering the name. I didn't think so. Okay. She's getting some good beauty rest. Now, I'd like to open the hot seat either to someone who's never been in the hot seat before or who feels urgent need for healing. So if that's you, please unmute now. So James, go ahead and unmute James. Hi.
Hey, Benjamin, how are you?
Good. Thanks for volunteering.
Thank
So
you.
again, I'm going to ask you to be really concise. So just tell us what would you like to be different by the end of your round, if possible?
Yes, I was just diagnosed with a kidney stone,
Okay.
and it's going to take a week to get into the urologist, and they said it was large. So I'm afraid it might move and get stuck. And what I'd like to be different is that everything remains free falling, or if it does move, that it just makes its way out all the way completely and doesn't cause any damage or harm.
Okay.
Did you want to say something?
No, I just want to be clear on that. Other than moving, what was the first thing you're asking for? Say that again. In terms of the kidney stone?
Yeah, that it either moves all the way out completely or that it stays kind of where it is so it doesn't cause any. I'm afraid that it might get stuck and cause an infection
Right.
before actually a chance to see somebody.
All right, so either stay put or move cleanly out.
That, yes.
All right, got
And
it.
avoid anything that may cause an infection.
Okay. All right, so no infection. Okay, all right. We'll do what we can here. You ready?
Yeah.
And at this moment, do you have physical awareness of the kidney stone?
No.
Okay, all right. So there may not be any way to reality check the work, but
No,
we'll.
it's the first time in a week that I haven't. I've been suffering all week with this for since
Wow.
last Tuesday, and not until next Friday will I get to see somebody. And I took some medicine early this morning, like 11, because I
Okay.
was in a lot of pain. But I'm sure that's 9 hours ago, so I'm sure it wore off, and I'm not in any pain. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed because it
All
does
right.
seem back with a vengeance.
All right. Well, we'll not only pray for the best, we'll see what we can do right here. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you in embodied awakening?
Yes.
All right. So repeat after me, please. A spirit that I am.
Yeah, that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
May my kidney stone either stay safely put.
May my kidney stone either stay safely put.
Or move out cleanly.
Or move out cleanly all the way.
With no infection.
With no infection.
All this to the greatest extent.
All this to the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right. You just relax and just kind of hold attention where you know the kidney stone to be, the general area. And just hold attention there. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for James' highest good. May his kidney stone either stay safely put or move out cleanly and easily with no infection. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right. Everyone relax and be passive. You know the drill. Just let the allies do what they can for James. Are you feeling some strong shake-up energy there, James?
A little bit in the groin area.
Good. Just let it go. Let it happen. Let it do what it needs. The allies are suggesting a precautionary measure for you. Just, you know, if you haven't already optimized your diet for foods that are less likely to create kidney stones, they're certainly encouraging you to do that. Yeah, I can feel I'm really focusing in. They've done the general cleanup now. They're really focusing into that area where the kidney stone is. I'm sensing a lot of irritation and redness right around where it is. They're working to soothe that. I feel some sweet energy coming in, so of course be willing to feel that along with everything else. Once again, the allies are spreading healing to everybody, live and on the recording. So as before, just stay fully passive if you're not James, and just the allies can easily flow through you to him. He'll get what he needs, and you can also receive healing at the same time. Saying you can make a request if you want to, but they already know what you need. So your highest good will be served either way. If you are going to make a request, do it quickly and efficiently as you can, and then you can relax back into passivity and make sure James gets what he needs through you. James, do you feel more like solid matter or energy right now?
Pretty good energy.
Yeah, you're receiving beautifully. You're doing great. Just let it do its thing. You're lighting up like a Christmas tree. That's so beautiful. In fact, a lot of the people on this call are lighting up like Christmas trees. It's lovely to behold. Ooh. Are you feeling pretty sweet there, James?
Yes.
Okay. They're telling me they've got you in a good space and they are happy to continue working with you. So if you want to just kind of relax and let them keep working on you for as long as that feels appropriate, that could be the whole rest of the call. It could be for a while, and then you can hold space for others. But you are invited to continue receiving in the background as long as you wish. Okay.
That's fine. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, everybody. Yes.
Thank you. Wow, that's just such nice energy. Let's all just feel the sweetness for just a moment before we go on. It's so nice. Wow, thank you, allies. All righty. Next up, anyone who's never been in the hot seat or has urgent need for healing. If there are any such, oh, Carmen, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. So
Yeah.
I would like some unobstructed free flow of blood to my in both of my carotid arteries, particularly to the left one, to my right eye. I mean to my left eye.
Okay. And for what purpose?
to I have had some problems with my vision in my left eye, and
Okay.
it's not happening now, but I've had an ophthalmologist, I've had an optometrist workup, which has been negative, so now I'm working on a medical workup.
Okay. All right. So we need, and the cure for the issue would be increased blood flow.
Yes.
Okay.
If that's the problem, which I think it is.
All right. So I'm being guided to ask you to be a little more particular. It's always good to state specifically the ultimate end result you're looking for. I think blood flow is the means to the end, but not the end. What is the actual final outcome you're seeking regarding your left eye?
That my vision remains clear and unobstructed.
All right. There we go. Clear and unobstructed vision in the left eye. Okay. The reason I'm being so picky here is my principle of not tying God's hands. It could be that blood flow is what's needed. And maybe there's other factors that you may not know about. So by asking for the final thing you actually want and just keeping it that simple, then the allies are free to do whatever they actually need to do to give you that, even if it's something you didn't know about yet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, so let's go for left eye clear and unobstructed vision. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right, very good. Okay, so Carmen, please repeat after me, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
For clear and unobstructed vision
For clear and unobstructed vision
in my left eye.
in my left eye.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Okay, did we cover it? Good. Now relax and just receive. Everyone else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Carmen's highest good. May she have clear and unobstructed vision in her left eye to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. And how is the, in terms of a current clear and unobstructed vision, if 10 was just the vision's a total mess? And zero is perfect vision. What number are you at in terms of the challenge with the eye right now?
Well, it's zero right now because it comes and goes.
Okay,
It
so
has,
at the moment it's fine right now.
it's fine, yes.
Okay, all right. So we won't be able to do a reality check at the end then, but let's just
Right.
proceed. All right. Just relax. Everyone, just let the energy flow. Wow. Can you feel that strong energy flow coming into you?
A little bit.
Good. All right, you just relax and let it come in. Oh, wow, that's interesting. So the allies are inviting everybody right now to, in spite of what I said earlier, they're saying anyone who has a specific healing request, just say it to them right now. Once you've spoken the words, just relax and go back to the same passive mode as before. And now everybody's getting their optimal healing. And Carmen is still getting hers full strength. No compromising her process, but everyone's simultaneously receiving their highest good healing that they asked for to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Everyone just relax and let it run through. I'm feeling a really strong current for everybody. Y'all are doing fabulous. Keep it up. Oh, wow. They're saying, oh, you're all currently acting as surrogates for many other beings. So this is turning into a pseudo New Earth support team event on top of everything else. Yay. Always helpful to be more helpful. I'm sorry, always grateful to be more helpful than we anticipated. So if anyone's feeling especially strong intensity of energy coming through, they are in fact hybridizing the event. So some of you folks are getting not only your own personal healing, but you're getting some processing for others. Again, only to the extent that you're ready, willing, and able to do. And as always, just stay passive. And any energies that are being put through you, the allies will take care of processing that on your behalf. The LS said, you have a very capable team here. Well done. That well done is for all of us. Yeah, and I now perceive many of us being given the conscious awareness of this larger service work we're doing right now. Whoa. Stronger bliss field is in effect now. Herman, how you feeling?
Good.
Okay, they're telling me that you're good. They'll keep working you in the background if you wish. And they're inviting the next person into the hot seat.
Great. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. So Nicole, are you having an urgent need right now?
It was pretty damn urgent earlier today.
Okay. So go ahead and just briefly tell us what you want to be different when we're done.
Okay. So I would like to clear a really terrible fear of being out on my own, self-supporting, being seen, being visible. There's fear of persecution in there, fear of humiliation. This is what one other teacher calls the light worker's persecution imprint.
Okay.
So I would like that completely cleared, and for and to feel completely safe being the term that just came to me is self-sourced.
Okay.
Yeah, so
All right.
being dependent on no one but myself. Yeah.
All right. The others are telling me they just heard you, and I don't have to repeat those words because they already know what you're
Okay.
saying. Okay.
Wonderful.
That's rare, but that's what they're saying. Okay.
Okay.
So please say the following, Nicole. Spirit that I am and allies,
Spirit that I am and allies.
please honor the healing request I just made
Please honor the healing request I just made
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you. I'm going to
And
put the iPad.
at this moment, Nicole, 0 to 10, how strong is this feeling right now?
Somewhere in the 3 to 5 range, but it can spike up to about 12 or 13.
Okay, but at this moment right now, how strong is it?
I'd say about a 5.
Okay, so 5. Thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the healing energy through me for Nicole's highest good to honor the healing request she just made. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Relax. If anyone hearing my voice right now has a similar fear of the light worker persecution complex, or whatever you want to call it, then you're welcome to ask for a piggyback healing of the same thing. They got plenty of healing for everybody. Okay, so once you've, if you've piggybacked, then just relax back into passivity as soon as you've completed your request. Once again, everyone, please go passive. And already they're doing another newer support team kind of thing. Anyone else on the planet with such a fear is receiving benefit from the work we're doing here. So thank you all for being surrogates. And just like before, only the level of intensity you can handle is being given. And only if you're ready, willing, and able to process for others is that going to be happening for you. Everyone just relax and let the magic work. Kind of intense. Everyone just relax into that intensity. The allies want to remind anyone who's having such fears that the more you are solid in your embodied awakening, the more you are routinely having the conscious experience that what you really are is a being of pure light, consciousness, and energy that cannot be harmed in any way. When you're really solid in that identification, then any such fears, concerns, etc., at the human level will be greatly diminished or eliminated. So one of the remedies for such concerns is to really be diligent in establishing your embodied awakening as deeply and consistently as you can. So
Yep.
that's their suggestion. And none of that should be taken as a criticism of Nicole or anyone else, or just offering advice that will be helpful, hopefully. These allies only have unconditional love for us all. Ooh, that's some intense heart chakra pain, huh, Nicole?
It's intense all over. I've been getting it mostly in my head.
Good.
But,
So I want you, are you able to feel it completely?
yeah, I'm feeling as much as I can.
Good. So just feel it. Again, complete feeling of it is what clears it. So you're doing great. Just open to it the very best you can. Just do your best and yeah, completely experiencing it. Yeah, now it's flushing out the.
Okay. Yeah, I had to deliberately go to the edge of it. I was staying with the energy instead of the.
Yeah. So do you feel how now that you're feeling it more fully, how now it's actually starting to drain better? Good job. That's what we need. Full experiencing of whatever you're feeling is the only thing that's going to clear it through.
Yeah, sorry, I just forgot.
Okay, fine. Hey, we all just do the best we can, and I certainly need my little prods here and there, that's for sure. Yeah, good job. There we go. Good drainage. There's another wave of sorrow coming up. Can you feel that too?
I'm just feeling the edge of the fear.
Yeah.
It's really terror. It's terror.
Okay.
So it's
Again, they promise again, we're not going to do more than you can handle. I invite you once again to open completely to whatever you're feeling, however challenging it. Good. There you go. You're fully open now, right?
Well, there's still a part of me that's kind of fighting it. It's just really, really intense when I go there.
Okay. All right, but you're doing the best you can, right?
Yeah,
My
absolutely.
perception was when you were opening more fully, it actually got easier. Was I correct about that?
No, it felt the
No?
opposite.
Okay, sorry. I thought I was feeling that. My apologies.
But I think you and I experience things in different ways.
Could be.
So,
Okay.
yeah.
All right. Well, they're processing and clearing. So what you're doing is sufficient. They're
I
definitely.
can feel it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right,
Getting
there.
easier.
Keep going. Everyone else, of course, to stay passive and flowing. And once again, healing is being offered to everybody. And so you may feel your own healing benefit happening. And you don't have to worry, is this mine? Is it Nicole's? Is it from the collective? It doesn't matter. If it's in your field, it's yours to process. So don't worry about its source. Just process it and let it go through. When I hold space for clients, I honestly can't tell, is this just me empathically feeling their process, or is some of it being shunted over to me? It doesn't matter. Just go with it. Kudos on everyone for holding this high intensity field. Nicole, are you at this moment in embodied awakening?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's refresh it just to be sure. Say maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
Serves highest good, please.
I relax and just be passive. There you go. Oh yeah, you got a little room there. Let it come in. There you go. Does that feel better? Yeah. Again, you always want to be in the highest state of embodied awakening when you're doing voluntary healing work. It just makes it go quicker and easier, and it's less painful. There you go. Yep. Now I'm perceiving that they're now able to process a little bit more, a little more quickly. Are you feeling that?
Maybe. It's hard to tell.
I understand. My perception is it just increased your capacity. So
Okay.
well done.
I think it feels like it increased the funnel, so to speak, for the energy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly.
the size of the funnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the issue is that my whole body just wants to shut down in the face of this fear. It's so terrifying and overwhelming.
So
Just
I'm going to invite you to rephrase that.
okay.
Try saying a part of me
Part of me.
wants, and then continue that, what you just said.
Well, it's my body basically wants to shut down.
Well, no, but that's one way of, but if you say that, then you just said basically, I want to shut down.
Well, but I'm not my body. There's more to me than my body.
Okay. All right. Let me feel into this. Hang on.
Okay.
So what I'm perceiving, for what it's worth, is a part of you wants to shut down, and that part of you is creating the sensations in your body that you're experiencing.
Okay. That, yeah, that can very well be true.
So I think it will be more helpful to conceptualize it as a part of me wants to shut down and not feel this.
All right.
And so I think. And I know this is going on a little while for everyone else. Everyone else, just know that you're getting your own healing too. So everyone's benefiting here and maybe learning something. So let's try, Nicole, say a part of me
Part of me
does not want to feel this
does not want to feel this.
and is making my body feel that way too.
It's making my body feel that way too.
Okay, good. Now, are you aware that the part of you that just said that is capital S self, the awakened part? Observing what the wounded part is doing. Good. That's important. The more you can stay conscious as the self, the less self, awakened self, that's going to greatly expedite and make easier all these healing
Yeah,
processes.
good point. I tend to forget that when I'm in this.
Of course. Yeah. But you just have to keep coming back to it with the best you can. Okay, good. Feel that emotional pain coming up?
No.
Yeah. I am. That's in
Okay,
my
you can
feeling.
have it.
Ah, well, I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to pass it through.
It's
Yeah,
me. It's
grief,
just as long as I don't have it.
grief, sorrow coming through, and a lot of other people are processing it too. Good.
Thank you.
And by the way, what is happening, I think, for you is when you're this, inundated with the heavy energy, it does desensitize you some. And so it's only logical that someone like me would be able to perceive it a little more objectively and clearly. I've had many healing experiences where I just got just shrouded by the heavy energy and I couldn't get my awakening back. I was just helpless. So I totally get how intense that can be. I applaud your courage for stepping in and willing to do this with us.
Oh, you don't know the
Probably don't. All right, so the allies are about done with your hot seat part.
Thank you.
You've got some more to process though, don't you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You please continue in the background.
Yeah, I will. Thank
And
you.
if you need to do that for the rest of the call and beyond, that's all fine. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Benjamin and Alice and everyone else.
Well done, Nicole. Good job.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it looks like it's triage night. So, oh, Brian, I guess you got an urgent one next. Ready?
I do, yes.
All right. So, what would you like to be different?
I pulled out my whole lower back.
Oh,
I was
shit.
immobile. I couldn't walk yesterday. The pain was at a 10. I'm at about a 9 today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
All right. And I assume you want healing of the lower back.
Yes, please.
All right. That's easy. At least this is easy to ask for. We'll see what we can do. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And by the way, you just got really muffled. Is there a way we can hear you more clearly?
I just put the phone beside me.
Okay. Yeah.
I have
What you
the.
do? Okay. That's
Do I
much
have the.
better. Right. And if it just has to be beside you, we can deal with it. But thank you. All right. So say, Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please. I'm sorry. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Especially for my lower back.
Especially for my lower back.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Did we cover it?
We did, yes. Yeah.
All right. Everyone else, please repeat after me, Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Brian's highest good. Maximum healing of his lower back that serves highest good. This or something better. And when a shaman belches, it's not rude, it's just energy release. All right, everyone just relax. Brian, be passive. Everyone else, be passive. Just, whoa, that's a lot of energy. Good job. You feeling that in your lower back, Brian?
I do. I feel like it just turned up.
Good. Just let them work. They're telling me that this lower back injury is related to some unhealed emotional stuff. So please be willing to feel whatever emotional stuff comes up as well. It's all tied together. Yeah, my experience in doing healing work is there's rarely, if ever, an incident where any challenge is purely physical. It always turns out there's unhealed trauma in the mix there somewhere. Okay, they finished the first shakeup, another draining. I hope you can feel that stuff coming out your hands and your feet.
I do.
Good, let it drain. And by the way, Pachamama, Mother Earth, Gaia, thank you for taking all this hucha and disposing of it in a way where it will cause no harm. So grateful to you. That's a lot of drainage out the hands and feet. Okay, the allies just included everybody in the healing once again. So the rest of you might have just noticed a strong energy hitting you. And they're saying this is highest good. It might be healing. It might be awakening. So just let the energy do what it wants. Just whatever serves highest good is what will happen. And if you're fully passive, then there will be no compromise to the energy flowing to Brian. They're saying, y'all have done fabulous work tonight for yourselves, for others. Here's a little reward for you. Hmm. As I mentioned earlier, if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry, if you need to make sound, if your body needs to make big motions, just allow any or all of that that spontaneously wants to happen. Unless, of course, your body prefers to be still and silent. For
Definitely
some
feel the
reason,
holy fire.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Definitely feel the holy fire down there.
Good. For some reason, they're wanting you to do the big release, asking if you're willing to release anything at other than you are or ever have been to become the better you on the other side. Are you cool with that?
I am, yeah.
All right, so they would like you to actually say it. Are you willing to repeat after me? I now release everything I am.
Now release everything that I am.
Forever have been,
Never have been.
that no longer serves highest good,
And no longer serves highest good.
in order to become
In order to become
the next best version of myself.
the next best version of myself.
So it is.
And so it is.
Just relax and let them work. Anyone else who feels like saying that too? It's always a good thing to say, in my opinion, if you're ready. Releasing everything you are or have been that no longer serves highest good. To become the next best version of yourself. Ties into one of my favorite little jokes. The joke is, if you're really dedicated to awakening, it only requires one thing. Do you know what it is? The answer is everything. And what you actually end up giving up is a whole big bundle of illusions. And in exchange, you get amazing reality. Which was unimaginable and inconceivable until you gave up all that other stuff in order to access it. How's your healing going, Brian?
Oh, well, I feel a lot of heat down there still, and some energy being clear.
Okay, let's keep it running. Okay, as Brian is continuing to receive his healing, the allies are inviting everyone to do just a forward invocation. It's going to be highest could be done. So anyone who's willing to do that, repeat after me now, highest good be done. And then just relax back into your usual passivity. And as usual, they're going to multitask. Brian is going to get all the healing energy he needs. And everyone else on this call, live or on the recording, is going to get whatever serves their highest good. I invite everyone to be fully open to whatever experience arises, whether it's challenging or ecstatic. Be with what is, to the best of your ability. And this will be our final round. Apologies to anyone else who wanted to get into the hot seat, but no one has been shortchanged tonight. Everyone's been getting tons of good healing and highest good energy. So everybody should be getting what they need tonight. Excuse me. Yeah, feel every last bit of this. Just relax into it. Usually there's a lot more suffering involved with trying not to feel something than just feeling it completely. It's the resistance that causes the suffering. At least that's true when you're in a safe container like this. Ooh, frequency is shifting in a really lovely way. Like most of us suddenly feel much more like beings of energy. Yeah, these are upgrades. Everyone's getting that upgrade right now. Just relax and let it do its thing, if you're willing. I just feel like plasma. Really cool. Ryan, are you still getting plenty of healing energy there?
I do feel it still being worked out.
Good. Just keep receiving. You're doing beautifully. Yeah, what I'm perceiving is there's now a blended field of all of us. It can be perceived by those who are awakened enough to experience it. Others, not so much. But whether you feel it or not, there is a part of you there. Just know that, you know, as you keep healing and awakening, eventually you can open enough to feel stuff like this. you are feeling it, just relax and enjoy it. And Brian, it's extraordinary. There's a beautiful energy radiating from you to everybody else. That's just so beautiful to perceive. Well, thank you for allowing that. Okay, things are starting to wind down now. I think most of us have been pretty well out of our bodies, and now we're all being gently escorted back in. And these higher frequencies, as always, are being brought in as well and integrated into the human part of us to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Everyone just experienced that integration happening. Brian, do you feel complete with your healing round?
I do, yes. Thank you so much, everybody.
How does your back feel?
Feels a little better.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was just saying, if you will just stay relaxed and let, they're going to continue your healing work after we close the container here. So you're invited, and they're extending that invitation. That's a blanket invitation. Anybody on this call who's been receiving healing and feels like they need more time, the allies are going to hang out with you for as long as is appropriate after I close this event. So bonus time if you want it. Sweet. Our allies are so generous. Thank you all. Leave a moment longer for this ecstatic energy to integrate into our human levels. Allies, thank you for this beautiful work. Please share this good medicine with all beings whom it will serve on Earth and all beings whom it will serve anywhere in the universe. Thank you. Y'all humans, just relax, and you might perceive the distribution of that energy out, which is very blissful to experience. Thank you, allies. Wow, that's so good. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Pachamama Mama Kia. Viracocham inti quichi. Thank you, allies. Wow. They told me, well, this is the best of, and wow, I agree. It's so good. Allies, thank you so much for supporting us all so beautifully and so many others as well. So grateful for your innovative and wonderful handling of this event. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with any of those whose highest good will be served by your presence, and very specifically, anyone who's choosing to continue their healing and or highest good energy work after I formally close this container. Stay with those folks, please, for as long as it serves their highest good. Let them continue their process if they wish. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that's the formal close. Nicole says, I knew it would be best of. Sweet. So anyone who's got to go, that's fine. If you have questions or comments, you are welcome to jump in and speak or type. And there's already some comments coming in. Let me catch up with those. Hang on, I just somehow... Bear with me a second. I'm having to move some things around here. They've made the text so big now on the comments, I have to keep scrolling more. James says, quite a show tonight, Benjamin. I am very grateful. Thank you. And Greg says, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Nicole put three super happy faces on. And I caught up with the chatting. Nicole says, a big radiant space opened up in my heart. Wow. And Heather E said, beautiful, with a vibrating heart icon. Thank you, Heather. Anyone else got questions or comments? Lisa.
Yes, I think this message is for James with the kidney stone.
Okay.
Start with looking at oscillates. They create, oscillates. Spinach being one of them.
Okay.
I know this because I had a severe bout for 4 years when I was in my early 30s. And also a lithotripsy can be done. So if the stone is too large to be moved on its own, the doctor can take a photograph of where the stone is located.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can break it up so it would be easier to pass.
Good to know. All right. Thanks for that. Wonderful info. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Thank you for everyone. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Brian says, truly appreciate you all and all our divine helpers. Much love. Nikki said, wow, kind, loving energy moving us to greater beings. Nicole says, there's a group on Facebook called Trying Low Oxalates. And oxalates is spelled OXALATES. James said, thank you, Lisa. So he heard you. Cool. Any other questions or comments?
Benjamin?
Yes, Lisa.
Is this the last group and individual healing for this month?
Yes, but we do it twice a month.
Okay.
So usually the first week we do it, and then a couple of weeks later we do it again. So there'll be plenty more. I hope you'll join us again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And of course, these events are just as juicy on the archive. So there's a bunch of best ofs of this in the archive. And if you want more good healing juice, you don't have to wait for a live call. Get in there and be part of the archive audience. That's not right. Be part of the participants in the recordings. And I've had many members tell me that they had very powerful healings just being on the recordings of these events. So you can try that too. I know it can sound crazy at first that a recording could be as potent as a Zoom call, but the allies are just as present there, and it all works beyond time and space. Nicole said, thank you all. Michelle says, immensely grateful as my own body wished for this supportive healing. Thank you all. Hugs. Good, Michelle. Sounds like you got the healing too. I'm glad to hear that. Sweet. Anybody else? Oh, and just a little time-limited reminder. Again, today is March 20. Tomorrow, my specials that I'm running expire at the end of the day, tomorrow, Thursday. And one of the specials is a Year of Awakening Plus for $199. So as I said in the email I sent earlier, in case you didn't see it, if your membership is costing you more than that every year, that means if your monthly rate is more than $17 a month, or your annual renewal is more than $199. If you pay that by the tomorrow, I will add a year to your existing membership at whatever point it would normally expire. So just a little offer, that's $100 less than an annual membership does cost these days for a new member. Again, we have different members at different rates because of my price lock guarantee. If you join quite a while back, your rate's quite a bit lower. And that's part of the honoring I do, is if you join us and stay with us, then your rate never goes up. But some of you joined more recently and your renewal will be quite a bit higher than $199. So just a reminder that if you want to just pony up now, it could save you quite a bit of money, up to $100 when renewal time comes. So just wanted to mention that too. Of course, if you're on the recording and it's after March 21, 2024, this is no longer relevant. Any questions or comments? All right, it's getting pretty quiet. Last call for questions or comments before we wrap it up. So big gratitude to all of you amazing folks. We really have become quite the amazing team. I love that, you know, we get a large repeat contingent of very high vibration Awakening Plus members coming to this event, and so many others too. And it is all of us together that make the magic. And it's certainly not just me. Wow, not even a fraction. So the allies, our beautiful members, are. We all will make it happen together. So thanks for hanging out, being with us. Trisha said, love you all. We love you too, Trisha. Thank you. And we'll wrap it up for now. Tomorrow night, the 21st, is community support. And I hope you'll join us. That is a strictly live call, no recording of that. So if you want to hang out with your members and kind of cuddle up with community on Zoom, then you're welcome to come for that. All right. Many blessings, one and all. Thanks again. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.